When Carl was reading a letter from Brother Pete there, that this scripture came to me. I may end up reading the whole chapter. I won't read the whole book. I might read the whole chapter. But I was thinking, you know, he was talking about being in prison there and being in, what was it, C2 cell or cell C2 or something like that, and being in there with the worst, probably the worst of the worst. And I just, the thought came to me, the only difference between us and them is we can walk out this door and they can't. You know, there's nothing good in this flesh. There's nothing good. And there's no difference between us. We all have the same flesh. It's just by the grace of God, we're here and not in prison. But anyway, I thought about this scripture, and I'm going to read it, and then we'll go from there. This is in Ephesians 2, and I'm going to start with 1, chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And we've heard before, I think Phil said it here recently, thank God for the but God, who is rich in mercy, for his, it didn't just say for his love, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Thank God for that gift. Thank God he sent his son to the cross and died for us, shed his blood for us. That's the greatest gift we can have right there. Thank God for it. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I tell you, it's nothing that we've done. It's what he did. Nothing that we've done. Nothing that we're going to do. The only thing that we can do is bow at his feet and say, Lord, forgive me and thank you for saving me. Praise God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope. I tell you what, thank God that we have hope in him. I tell you, it would be a sad commentary to know that people are out there with no hope. That, you know, they don't know what to do. I tell you, thank God for the hope we have in him and without God in the world. But now in Jesus Christ, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Thank God for that blood again. I tell you that we can come into his presence boldly, to his presence, and we can ask anything, just like a child coming to his natural father, and come to him and say, Father, this is what I need. I tell you, we can do that any day, any moment, any minute. Thank God for that. For he is our peace, who had made one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enemy, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby, and came and preached peace to you who were far off. He came to us that were afar off. He came to us. Thank God for that. He saw us in our sins, and he reached down and poured us out. And to them that were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. Thank God for that. Thank God we are in the household of God. We are the part of the family of God, the greatest family there is. Tell you the truth, that's only one family. That's the only family there is, the family of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. I tell you what, when Carl was reading that letter, it just somehow, and maybe it's just for me, maybe the Lord was trying to speak to me, but I was just thinking, there is no difference between us and them. This flesh is no different. The only difference right now is we are able to walk out these doors and they're not. But you know what? God can reach them in prison. God can save guttermost to the uttermost. And I tell you what, I appreciate God this morning. I appreciate that he looked down and saw us in our sins. And he sent his son to die for us, to shed his blood for you and me. We're not worthy of it. But I tell you what, through that blood, he's made us worthy. I tell you, thank God that we are part of the family of God this morning. Praise God.
Well, I haven't been up here in a while, but one thing, when we finished singing, one thing that was running through my mind there was, and I'll just share this, I don't find it as no great disadvantage when we sit here and wait on the Lord. I really don't. In my own prayer time, it happens. And I was back there, and I was just, singing the song we sang, "They That Wait Upon the Lord." And I was just singing that to myself. And something spoke to me. I trust it was the Lord. Said, "Open up your Bible. I'm going to give you something." So I opened up my Bible, and I think it will flow with what our brother said earlier. One of the things that was standing out to me as Brother Carl read these letters was the attitude that our brother had and all these circumstances, all these changes. And if you serve the Lord any time at all, you learn that things change. God likes to change this. He likes to switch stuff. And if you look around and you look at the different personalities, you can tell God saves all kind of people. Thank God he does. But he does the saving. And he's got a reason for it. And when you get saved, something happens to you. There's a change that comes in the heart of it. There's a directional change. And it's because something has come into part and took residence. And this spirit that comes in here, it changes the way you think. It changes where the mind is going to. And it draws you. All of a sudden, you don't think the way you do. You may feel and see the same thing. But there's something going on in the heart. And when I read this scripture, I said, this is what's happening with our brother. And I will read it. It's in Philippians chapter 2, 13. It's very simple. We know it very well. It says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's what happens. God comes in the heart and he changes the will. And it don't matter where you at. In prison, not in prison. The condition may stay the same, but the Lord comes to change things. And he's looking for somebody who he can adjust their will. God's all about just and will. And he brings things about in our life, puts us in situations, puts us in conditions and stuff like this to get our will lined up with his. Why? Because we are to the will and good of his dearest pleasure. If you read in the Word of God, it's the Bible, it's a translation of this. When I read it, I just failed. Years ago, I read, it's called the Holy Bible Paraphrase. And I read the whole Bible from beginning to end, and I would write notes on it. And I got to this one here. And here's the way it was translated. It says, it is God in you, his spirit in you, that is causing you to be obedient and do what he wants you to do. I said, good gracious. If we have the spirit of God in us, then brothers and sisters, we have the will to do his will if we call out to him. Everything that we need in the Christian walk is in a bank account that you own, brother. And you have every right to cry out to God and draw it out. Draw it out. Just like our brother in prison. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to do this. But there's something in there causing him to do the will of God. And to draw it out of where it's coming from. I bet you he spends a lot of time with the Lord discussing the fact that he ain't got the will to do his will. I know all about that. I remember praying sometime, and here's what I would do. The Lord just called this to my memory not long ago. And maybe I need to do it again. But I would say, Lord, I got all these CDs from you when you saved me. They're in a bank account in heaven, and they're wrote in blood, and they're all mine. And I said, Lord, I'm cashing this one in. It's the will to do your will, because I ain't got it. I remember that. I ain't got it. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'd bet $1 million our brother in prison had to do it too. He went to get what he needed in a time of need, so that he might will to do the will of good. And it was the spirit of Christ in him that caused him to do it to start with. Because if you don't know Christ, you ain't going to get it. As Brother Fields explained to us, the spirit flowing through him, there is a come to know Jesus Christ in that initial confrontation. And then there's a total working out of it for the rest of our life. We're on a daily basis. We come to realize that we need God. Why? Because we don't have the will to do his will. Where we get that power that Brother Phil's been telling us about. There's power available through us, through the Spirit of God, that we can get. Boy, I need it, especially here lately, because I'm going to tell you what. Sometimes I believe the Lord uses the one that's up here because they need it the most. I really do. I'll tell you right now. When it comes to my homework, I ain't even doing it. I ain't got nothing to turn in. But I tell you what. I still have a talk with the Lord. And I know that whatever I go through, there's a season for it. And I know whatever I need, the Lord's going to provide. And I know I'm where I'm at because I need to be there. And I can put that in the hands of the Lord. And I can just trust Him every day. We just keep walking in the light day by day. The Lord knows what He got into when He saved me. He knows what He's doing. I don't a lot of times. And sometimes I'm going to tell you what, where I'm at right now gets very difficult. And I get called into certain circumstances that are my weakest points, and I do really bad in them. I do really bad. But praise God, the Lord is helping me. And He knew what He was getting into when He saved me. And He knows exactly what He needs to do to get my will lined up with His, because He's good at it and He's done it before. And the one thing the Lord is working on us for is He wants to make sure that we walk through them pearly gates. And whatever He's doing because He needs to. Whatever I'm going through is because I need to be there. Whatever our brother in prison, he's going through because he needs to. Who know? You know, the Lord knows what's going on in his heart and knows what he needs to do to make sure he goes through them pearly gates. And I'm telling you right now, he might know that getting free ain't going to do him no good. I don't know that, but I just throw that in there. Because the Lord knows what he needs, and he knows what I need, and he knows what you need. And I'm where I'm at because he designed the whole race. The whole race. And, you know, sometimes I pray. I say, Lord, help me run this race you have laid out for me every day. Give me what I need in this day to be your servant, Lord. Not as I would be, but as you would have me be. And I'm going to tell you what. I ain't doing good in none of it, but the Lord knows where I'm at. And my hope is in Him. And drawing out of Him what I need. And a lot of times, these difficult things that cross us, and I have them all the time, the Lord has sent them. And I tell you what, I'm one that can complain in a minute. You know, I want the work of God to go on in my life, but I don't want Him to hurt me. You know, I want to do it my way, not His way, without pain and suffering. But as Brother Field brings out a lot of times, he said, we must enter into the kingdom of God through much suffering. Well, that's the part I don't like. I don't. But the Lord knows what I need, and He's keeping me in the fight. And He's keeping me focused on the fight, and He does on occasion keep me faithful in the fight. But it is God's will, you know, it is His Spirit in us that is causing us to be obedient and do what He wants us to. Like our brother in prison. You know, it stood out to me how he just, you know, accepting what's coming because it's sent by the Lord. But I guarantee you, based upon you, he don't like it. But he's willing to do the will of God because God is in him. And he's drawing out of that account in heaven that he needs every day to stand. And the Lord is blessing him. The Lord is blessing him. That's what happens when you will to do God's will. He blesses you. Praise the Lord. I encourage myself.
Well, two things. I was thinking as Carl was reading the letter, different things stood out to me when he was talking about, you know, he had 3 months to live 10 years ago. And it reminded me of what Leon said last week was with his grandma. And Leon's, what he said right after that was, God hears our prayers. He hears us. And, you know, this morning we were coming to, my wife's with the youth camp stuff, so I rode with Dave and we were talking, and I said, you know, I really want to hear the stories the testimonies of the young people. And I said, but sometimes I really want to, excuse what I'm about to say, I want to hear the old people testimonies too. The testimonies of the thing that you never thought would work out, and it's been 10 years. And then all of a sudden, 10 years later, you go, wow, God used this for me. And I had one of those. Well, that's getting off subject. But I had one of those I hadn't thought about in 10 years. And I stopped and went, God worked this out, and I never even saw it coming. And more than that, I couldn't have done it any different or any better. Matter of fact, I'd have probably made it worse. So, but anyways, while I was sitting back there doing announcements, I eavesdrop on Sonia and Kenny. I didn't really eavesdrop on you, but Sonia said the scripture she mentioned was, put my glasses on, and to me it kind of flowed a little bit, but let us not become weary in well-doing. Wait a second. Weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest. And I stopped and thought about that, the become weary. Because when you're in the middle of the fight, that's when it happens. I feel like I'm rambling, and I probably am, because usually I'm the last one to notice I'm rambling. But when Ricky was talking, this was the one that stood. I went back a chapter, and it was, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And I was thinking about, God puts one another on our hearts, and that is part of strengthening and encouraging and helping. Claire, you're talking about with your son. We all go through things with, we need God's people to encourage one another. And
praise the Lord. It's good this morning. where you at, Daniel? You said you wanted to hear some of the old folk. Well, this is an old man. But as we were, singing the songs, and even this morning when I got up, I was thinking of Precious, just how precious God is to me. He's been so good to me. And he said in Isaiah 43, this scripture came to me that said, but now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When God calls you by name and you do what you're supposed to do, Ricky, is go through the trials, even when we don't want to, and it hurt. That's that death to self stuff that God's talking about through his word, giving up our lives for his life. And the only way we're going to ever get it is to lay it down, lay our life down. And it says, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I have given Egypt for thy ransom. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. God, when God's great love, it's amazing, amazing love that he has for us. And he says, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, and even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. I have made him. We are in prison, prisoners of this world, just like they've been said. But God has set us free. Amen. And when God sets you free, you are free indeed. Amen. I mean, it's taken 76 years, and God's still working on me. And I think till the day my toes turn up and I can't breathe another breath, he'll still be working on me. And, today is the day. Let us hear what God has said to us, and let us walk in the light of that word. Let me walk in the light of that word. Fear not. It's a fearful thing to come before a living God, especially if we don't know him. If we don't know God, like Donald's mentioned, I believe, can you imagine this world, you know, those that are out there that don't know God. Lord, have no hope, nothing to live for, but we as the family of God, as His dear children, chosen by Him from before the foundation of the earth, we have everything to live for. You know, we are the ones that will move on to be in eternity with God. And I just pray that God will save everyone of His. He won't lose a single one. We know that. But by the same token, you know, I have family that needs the Lord, just like every one of us in here. I know there's people, every one of these lives that need the Lord. But I can thank God that they're in His hands, and He will do His will. His perfect will be done in every one of them. But we can bless Him, praise Him, and worship Him, and thank Him this morning for what He's doing for us and for the family of God. And I love Him, and I just want to say so.